Here's another sign of economic trouble in Venezuela. The country is short of milk. That's a big issue for President Hugo Chavez, and to hear the South American leader tell it, it's one more problem created by his political opponents. His critics say it's Chavez's fault for fiddling with the economy, but that's not stopping Chavez from fiddling some more. His government is going into the milk business. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Barquisimeto, Venezuela.
A machine called an Evergreen packs milk at the Los Andes Dairy. The giant plant features ample coolers where milk is stored. Technicians in white lab coats run pasteurization machines, and workmen load trucks all day long. It's a productive operation, with milk churned out at a rate of 180,000 liters a day. President Hugo Chavez directed the state oil company to buy the plant a few weeks ago, and he put a chemical engineer in charge.
The main impact that this number, as you can see, every month we have increased all our production in milk.
That's the new manager of Los Andes, Mauricio Herrera. He spent a career in the state oil industry, but with the recent milk shortages, duty came calling.
I received instruction to handle this company, and I assumed an order. If you have management experience keeping oil, you have to use that experience, apply it to the milk business.
In Chavez's Venezuela, the state intervenes. It's taken over utilities. It's taken control of oil from big multinationals like ExxonMobil. It's announced the nationalization of an Argentine-controlled cement maker. So when milk started to dry up, Chavez said the solution was to buy Los Andes. He even went on TV, explaining that the president of the state oil company told him about the milk plant.
He said, "I have good news. They're selling a company." I reviewed the characteristics of the company and I said, "Let's not waste a day. Buy it."
In line at an outdoor market, people jostle as vendors sell state-subsidized food. There's meat and cheese and eggs, even milk. But you have to wait in line. And if you go to the private markets, you might not find those products at all. Maria Uzcategui knows it well, and she's irritated, even though she supports Chavez.
Milk, eggs, sugar, they're indispensable for the basic diet. We miss them.
Experts like Robert Bodom say it's the state's intervention that's causing the problems. And polls show most Venezuelans agree. Bodom edits Veneconomía, a leading business newsletter in Caracas. And he says price controls on milk and other products are too low, a disincentive to producers.
At today's prices, hardly anybody would actually invest in creating a herd to produce milk.
At the same time, population is rising.
Demand for milk has gone up, so you've got a double whammy, less production and more people wanting milk.
Consequently, more than half of the milk in Venezuela is imported. But back at Los Andes, a plant manager proudly shows off where milk is processed and packed. The plant has ramped up production eightfold since March, but it only accounts for about 5% of national production, making it little more than a drop in the national milk bucket. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Barquisimeto, Venezuela.